Hey, long time no see. It's Brooklyn here, and welcome back to the Sit Back and Chat podcast. The podcast did take quite the break, mostly because school was ending and summer was approaching, and I just had a lot to do when it came to writing essays, getting in stuff, making sure my grades were where they needed to be to make me happy. So with all of that being said, I'm back. The podcast is back, and it's here to stay. Thank you for all of your patience and for coming back. At most schools, it's the beginning of summer, the beginning of fun, and the beginning of a time of growth, in all honesty. Like, I just feel like this summer is going to be the summer of growth, learning lessons, and just having fun in general, because it's what we deserve. This school year was so mentally draining, especially if you had to do online. It was just so exhausting, and I'm so glad that it's over. Today's episode is going to be very fun, very fresh, very laid back, and just, you know, having somewhat of like a friend time type of vibe going on. Just like, we're sitting here, we're having fun, we're talking, and it's great. There will not be a life update today or much in regards when it comes to that, because that is all coming in the next episode, because best believe I have so many great episodes coming up on the podcast each and every Tuesday, and I'm very excited for you guys to hear it because I'm going to put you guys on game. I guarantee it. Be sure to be here for all of the Tuesdays because there is a lot to unpack, a lot to discuss, and I am just going to give you guys some of the best advice ever. And all of this advice kind of relates to the same broader topic, which I will expose in the next episode. And I'm just really excited because I just feel like this is what we need. It's summer and it's kind of just the vibe for right now, and it's needed, and you guys shall receive because I've learned a lot over the course of, I would say, a month, maybe even 2 months, and stuff that I already knew prior to all of this happening, but this just really put it in perspective for me. So you know what? I'm going to let you guys learn from my mistakes, and I'm just going to just kind of clarify everything, and it's going to be a whole series, but it's a needed series, and you guys will see. So stay tuned for that. But today's very fun, very laid back, and very playful. But anyways, hello everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope things are going great for you mentally, physically, and spiritually. I have a lot to discuss today, and I'm so glad that you are here to tune in. I'm your host, Brooklyn B, and on this podcast, we discuss many things, including, but not limited to, advice giving, life experience sharing, story time telling, self-care helping types of topics. But most importantly, everything on this podcast is 100% certified real talk. I post new episodes each and every Tuesday, so make sure you are here to tune in when a new episode is released. As always, my social media and the social media of the podcast is linked in the episode description, as well as petitions for different causes and information on important things that are currently going on. Be sure to check out the link under all links relating to the podcast and the host. There you'll find all of my social media, as well as Sit Back and Chat social media. In addition to that, you will also find links to every single platform you can listen to the podcast on, and you will also find the Buy the Podcast a Coffee link. Buy Me a Coffee is a platform where you can support content creators and help them continue to put out high quality content. Podcasting is definitely not free and requires lots of time, energy, planning, monthly fees, and pricey equipment. Through this platform, you can now buy the podcast a coffee. This means you can send a tip / donation or whatever you would like to consider it as a way to show your support for the podcast as a whole. The donation is the price of your average cup of coffee, which is $4. If you would like, and if you have the ability to, supporting creators by donating to their platform is another great way to support and keep the show running. Whether you can donate or not, listening, supporting, sharing, and referring are all amazing ways to support Sit Back and Chat, and it never, ever, ever goes unnoticed. So with all of that being said, I love and appreciate you all so much and all of the love and support and just everything you guys do for this platform and for me as a host is absolutely amazing and means the world to me. As you can tell by the title, today I will be telling you guys how to enhance your lingo with some of my signature everyday catchphrases. So put in some headphones, grab some snacks, and sit back and chat with me, Brooklyn B. Today, I will be telling you guys some of my catchphrases, what they mean, and the context that they can be used in, or, you know, just some examples of ways that they can be used in. So maybe you can add them to your lingo, to your vocabulary, or whatever you would like to call it. I do not know where some of these originated from. I just started saying most of them, but if I do remember where I got some of these from, I will definitely credit the person or the thing or the app or whatever I got it from and credit that person, because when you talk about things or just add phrases and words into your everyday life, it usually comes from other people surrounding you because you just hear them saying it, so you start saying it. At least that's what happens with me. People usually like mirror the way that I talk because, I don't know, maybe it's distinctive or maybe it's just like catchy, but it's flattering and I love it. And I'm just gonna put you guys on with some of the things that I say, what they mean, and maybe you'll like it, maybe you'll hate it, but If you talk to me in my everyday life, these are some things I usually say every single day, probably on multiple occasions. Also, some of these may seem redundant because some of these phrases pretty much mean the same exact thing, just in different words. So without further ado, let's get right into my catchphrases to enhance your lingo if you would like to do so. So this very first phrase I actually got from my sister, she said this one thing once. She literally only said it once to me. I've only heard this come out of her mouth like once or twice ever. And she said it once and it just stuck. And this happened around when quarantine first started. So March of 2020 is when she said this to me and I just have not been able to stop ever since. This phrase is, I'm sick. I know that was probably so underwhelming and you're probably like, what does that even mean? Like, what does that have to do with anything? And I'm about to tell you. So saying I'm sick doesn't mean that you're actually sick. I mean, it could, but I'm going to give you some context and what it means. This is like the type of phrase that you use when someone is doing something that you aren't fond of, or you're like disappointed in someone, or just something along those lines. A pretty basic example of this is the fact that I do not like cow's milk, like, at all. So, for example, if one of my friends is like, I love cow's milk, like, I drink 4 cups of milk a day, I would be like, I'm sick. It's just showing, like, just no, like, I'm sick, like, mm-mm. Another example of this that's kind of like a teenage high school example is if I was asking one of my friends if they could hang out tonight and they were just like, no, because I have to get up early in the morning, I'd be like, I'm sick. It's kind of just like a darn, like, I'm sick, like, I wish you could hang out. That's kind of the context of this. Or one more example of this could be like if a friend is like getting back with their ex, for example, and their ex did not treat them well, and they're like, actually, I'm talking to my ex again, I'd be like, I'm sick. Like, what are you doing? What is going on? Like, I'm sick. Like, that's the best way I can describe it. Now moving on to phrase number two. Phrase number two can have many variations of it, but the main variation of phrase number two is I can't keep defending you. This is the type of phrase that you use when you don't agree with something, when you're fed up, and it's kind of like an eye roll phrase, if that makes sense. Like, that phrase is like the equivalent to an eye roll. I can't keep defending you could be used in the same context that you would use I'm sick in. So like, your friend's talking to her ex again, I would just be like, I can't keep defending you. It's kind of just like, oh, what's going on type situation. Like, I cannot keep defending you, or you can say, I can't keep defending this behavior. There's variations of it, but the main point is, I can't keep defending you. Like, what are you doing? That's pretty much what you're saying. It's like more of a, what are you doing? I can't keep defending you. Like, mm-mm. The next phrase that I use a lot can also be in the same context of the other two that I just said, which is, this has to stop, or stop with this. I feel like this phrase is pretty self-explanatory, but it's just like the way that I say it in that makes it my own, if that makes sense. This is the phrase that I use when my friends are doing something stupid and I'm just letting them know, like, you're doing something stupid and I don't agree with you and we just should not be doing this. For example, if one of my friends was like, I'm about to spend $700 on a pair of shoes, I would be like, this has to stop, or stop with this, stop with this. You just, you know, you say it in a playful way, but I would just be like, this has to stop. It's just more of a, I can't keep defending you, or I'm sick. Like, they all mean the same thing. It's just different phrases. The next phrase that I say a lot is, let's stay playful together. Okay, so this phrase actually comes from a TikTok sound, and I'm pretty sure it was Kourtney Kardashian who said this originally. You know, don't at me on that one, I'm not sure, but it sounds like her voice, so I'm assuming that it was her. Let's stay playful together basically means, like, stop with this, or, like, let's stay friendly. That's a phrase that you use with someone, like, if, for example, they like you and you don't like them back and you're just trying to stay friends. So you would just be like, let's stay playful together. Or you can also use it in the context of if someone's like making a joke and it's hitting a little too close to home, or you could tell they're being kind of like rude and malicious with it, I would just be like, let's stay playful together. Like, it's kind of putting someone in their place, basically saying, like, you're doing too much, like, let's take a step back. All in all, it basically means, like, let's stop this, or let's stay friendly. This next phrase is probably a phrase I've been using a lot recently because there's been a situation that I've been in that was extremely confusing. So that's the context for this one. And this phrase is, what's really going on? I know that sounds pretty basic, but it's the way that you say it. Like, I would be like, what's really going on? Like, you have to say it like that. Like, you have to emphasize the really. this phrase is just basically showing that you're suspicious of something. And it's basically you just asking, like, what's really going on? But you have to emphasize the really, like, what's really going on? This is a phrase that you use when you're confused and you're trying to figure out, like, a motive for something. So you're asking someone this when you're just confused on what their intentions are, basically. This is the type of phrase that you use if you're trying to figure out if you're on the same page as someone or if you think that there's an ulterior motive as to why they're doing what they're doing. For example, you would use this phrase if someone's giving you mixed signals and you can't tell if you guys are on the same page or not. You would just be like, okay, so what's really going on? Like, you're just trying to get it out of them. Like, just be straightforward with me type of phrase. Or another example of this is if your friend wants to go to a football game and she's begging you to go to this football game and you know that she literally hates football. So, like, why would you want to go to this football game? So there must be a hidden reason as to why she wants to go, because it's not because she likes football. So I would ask her, what's really going on? Like, why are we even going to this? Like, what's the real reason here? The next phrase is, it's giving me, and then insert whatever you want to say. Basically, you can be like, it's giving me no, or it's giving me like something. So you would say, it's giving me, and then you would insert an adjective or a short phrase to like describe the situation that you're in. For example, if your friend is asking you like your opinion on their outfit, you would be like, it's giving me cute. Like, you're just saying like that their outfit's cute, but you're just saying, it's giving me cute. Emphasis on the me. Like, you have to be like, me, and then say it. Or if, for example, you don't think the shirt goes with the outfit, then you would be like, it's giving me, let's try a different shirt. So that's like an example where you would use a phrase instead of an adjective. So that's basically the basis of that phrase. That can be used with pretty much anything. It's just like a phrase that you use before you say like what you actually mean. Or like, for example, if my friend's asking me for my advice on something and it's something that she should not do at all, I would be like, it's giving me no, like, we shouldn't do this. So instead of me just saying like, no, you shouldn't do that, I would just like, you know, be like, it's giving me no, because it just like adds some flavor to like whatever you're saying. It makes it fun and quirky. Another phrase that I use a lot is, I hate it here. And I feel like this phrase is pretty universal. Like, I feel like everyone knows this or has said this before. And basically what this means, it's pretty much another way of saying yikes. Like, I hate it here. And yikes basically mean the same exact thing. However, this phrase isn't really like a staple in my vocabulary. I used to say that a lot. For example, you would say, I hate it here in a situation like if I'm going to the store and I'm in the parking lot and I can't find parking because it's so crowded, I would like say to myself or say to who is ever in the car, I hate it here. Like, it's more of like a yikes, there's no parking. That's pretty much a phrase you say when you're like annoyed by a situation. You just be like, I hate it here, like, ugh. The next phrase that I use a lot is heavy on that, or heavy on the insert whatever you're trying to say. This is a phrase that you use when you're trying to emphasize something. Like, it's basically you just emphasizing something that you already said or emphasizing something that someone else said. For example, if my friend was like, he seemed uninterested in the conversation, I would just be like, heavy on the uninterested. So basically just being like, yeah, he was really uninterested in the conversation. But instead of saying that, I'm just like, yeah, heavy on the uninterested, like just emphasizing it. Or like another example, since it's summer, is if my friend was like, it's really hot outside, and I'd be like, heavy on the it's hot out here. You know, you're just like basically just re-saying what they just said. Or an example where you would say heavy on that instead. For example, if my friend and I were having a sleepover and she was just like, yeah, I'm getting tired, I'd be like, heavy on that, I'm about to go to sleep. I hope that makes sense. Another short phrase that I use a lot is please. Please in this context either means stop or like wow, like as in you're shocked at what someone just said or like it was funny. That's the type of phrase I would use if someone just said something out of pocket. Like, for example, if we were at a restaurant and after the restaurant, my friend was just like, ew, the food was like really gross. I'd be like, please. You know, it's just something that you scream, please. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I would just be saying please as like, I'm shocked, or like me in agreement. It's like, please. It's just something that you say and then you like laugh right after. Or it's something that you use if someone points out something that like was obvious, but you didn't want to say it. For example, if my friend was just like, girl, you look tired, I'd be like, please, you know, just like, please, ha ha ha. I don't know. That's my best explanation. That one probably didn't make sense unless you've just like been around when someone has said that. It's just something you would have to be around to like really get. Another single word phrase that I say a lot is babe. So I'm not saying that like in a romantic way or like a significant other way. I would just say the best way to describe me saying babe is like it's in the same context as someone saying girl. Like, girl, what are you doing? I'd be like, babe, what are you doing? Like, it's the same context. For example, a lot of people in California say babe a lot, and it's like in the same context as you saying like girl to someone. So yeah, it's used in a friendly way, not a romantic way. I honestly don't even know why I say that. I think I was watching this show called Selling Sunset on Netflix, and it's about real estate agents. It's like a reality TV show. They're from like the Valley in California, and they just say babe a lot. So like ever since I watched that, now it's just a part of my vocabulary, and now I just say it all the time because they said it all the time. So it's just a way of like addressing someone without saying their name. Do not use this one on adults. That's really weird. Do not use this on people that you don't know. It's just weird, and they're not going to see it in the same context as you do. This is something that you use for like friends or just people who know your personality and what you mean in general. So don't use that one on just anyone. Now, this last phrase is very fitting for this summer and very fitting for everything we're going to be talking about in the next upcoming episodes. And this phrase is, you're down bad. This is a phrase that I would use when someone's putting like optimal effort into someone, usually like a romantic effort into someone, or like just being overly interested in someone who is not matching their energy at all. For example, I would tell one of my friends, you're down bad, if they're checking their phone all the time to see if someone texted them, or if they're dropping everything in their schedule to hang out with someone, or if they're stressing out because they like someone so much. I would just be like, girl, you're down bad. Like, what's going on? What's really going on? Like, you're a little too down bad for me. But the true definition of being down bad is when someone is still trying to like be with someone or get with someone after being rejected. That's whether they're being rejected by hints or just being flat out rejected or just being dubbed. Being dubbed means being rejected. Like, so if someone says, oh, they got dubbed, then that means they got rejected by someone. Just to let you guys know. So yeah, if I was with my friend and she was checking her phone like every 2 minutes to see if someone she has romantic interest in has texted her back yet, I'd be like, babe, you're down bad. Like, you're down bad. Like, you like them way too much. Like, that's basically what I'm saying. Those are mostly all of my catchphrases. Well, actually, I have one last one, and that's bestie. I call everyone bestie. I'm like, bestie, what's going on? Or bestie, this is that. It's just another thing of like saying girl or babe, like just bestie, like, and it's just like you have to say it like that or else it doesn't make sense. Or I mean, yes, it does make sense, but it doesn't like have the same effect. Most of these phrases you have to say in a certain way or it just does not have the full effect. So I'm gonna say all of these phrases again with the full effect so you know what I mean and how to say it. Remember, I'm sick. That's how you would say I'm sick. Like, I'm sick. Like, what's going on? I'm sick. The next one I would probably say in a playful way, like, bestie, you're down bad, or girl, you're so down bad. The next one I would say, I can't keep defending you, or I can't keep defending this behavior. Like, something has to give. That's kind of how I would say that, like, in a conversation way. The next one I'd be like, babe, what's really going on? Or babe, do you want to hang out? You know, it's another word for girl. How I'd use let's stay playful together. If someone was like trying to show romantic interest in me and I didn't want to talk to them, I'd be like, let's stay playful together. Like, let's not do this. Or if someone was like saying something out of pocket, I'd be like, let's stay playful together. Like, let's not do that. The please is hard to explain. Like, that's just something that you say after someone says a joke. That's just basically like you laughing at their joke. You'd be like, please, and then laugh, laugh, laugh. That's the best way I can describe that one. Sorry. The next one, I'd be like, heavy on the, it's really hot out here, or heavy on that. Like, I agree. The next thing, if my friend's just doing something stupid, I'd be like, this has to stop. Like, you have to emphasize the has to. Like, this has to stop, or girl, stop with this. Stop with this. The next one, I'd be like, I hate it here. Like, it's just something you say fast and kind of snippy. Like, I hate it here. Like, what's going on? For the next one, I'd be like, what's really going on? Like, what's actually happening here? The final one, I'd be like, it's giving me, let's not. Or it's giving me, no. And the bonus catchphrases are bestie. So I'd be like, bestie, what do you think? Or bestie, this is that. Like, you know, you just say it like in a playful, childlike way. And the next one is besticles, which my friend just said this literally yesterday. And besticles and bestie and babe and girl, like they all mean the same thing. Like, it's just addressing someone who's your friend. And that was just so funny to me. I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but shout out to her. She taught me besticles. That is just the most hilarious thing ever. Like, besticles, what do you want to do today? Like, that's just so funny. I can't. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and enjoyed hearing my catchphrases, what they mean, and the context they can be used in, and if you want to put them in your everyday vocabulary. Unfortunately, that is all I have for today's episode of Sit Back and Chat. Thank you for joining me here today, and if you made it to the end, I really appreciate you giving my podcast a chance. I hope to see you tuning into my next episode and showing your everlasting support. Remember to be here each and every week for Tune In Tuesday and tell your friends and family to check out the podcast as well. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast. Also, be sure to check out all of the links in the episode description box below. Thank you so much for sitting back and chatting with me here today. Until next time, this has been Brooklyn B, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye, besties!